a return ticket from the animal kingdom.
You say that one receives the fruit of his karma. So then, can these animals come back into the human form?
They are the ones who come here. They are the ones that are here now. Their population has increased, and they are the ones engaged in unscrupulous enterprises.
What kind of good karma have these animals done that they are born into the human form?
They do not have to do good karmas. Let me explain to you. A man falls into a debt and becomes bankrupt. People say that he's ruined. Once he clears his debts, would they go on saying that he's bankrupt?
No, Dada. Then they would not say that.
In the same way, you go from here to the animal form to clear your debts and return. Or you may go to the celestial level to clear your credits and return.
Making a reservation for lower life levels.
How can we tell that a human will only be born in the animal form?
All his attributes and qualities will be evident. He will have beastly thoughts, thoughts of how to cheat and deprive others. At the time of his death, his appearance will be bestial.
If we were to plant the seed of a mango, we would get a mango tree. Does this apply to humans also? Will humans be humans in the next life?
Yes, back to a human form means that if you look in a maternity ward, it is not puppies that are born to a woman. Do you understand that? If a person is virtuous and has good thoughts, he will indeed return to the human form. If, instead of enjoying the things that he's entitled to, he gives them to others, he's a superhuman and he will go to celestial life form. There's nothing wrong with one enjoying his own wife because he's married to her. A person cannot take pleasure in things that are not his. Even thoughts about such things themselves are an indication that his next life will be in the animal form. That is his visa for going there.
The law of karma is such that a human has to experience the fruits of his karma in the human life.
No. The effect of past cause karma must be experienced here and here only. Thoughts, due to inner intent of depriving others, stealing from others, cheating others, and negative decisions of hurting and depriving others will take one to the other life forms. The karmas created as cause in one's past life have to be experienced here only. The effect of beastly behavior will be experienced here. How does one experience it? The experience is in the form of a public insult or criticism. This effect is the effect of the effect. The causes created within by bad thoughts and intentions to harm others will take them to the animal life.
Who is the sufferer here?
Good deeds bind merit karma and bad deeds bind demerit karma. Who experiences the fruit of this good and bad karma that are created? Dada, is it the body or the soul?
The doer of the good and bad karma experiences it. The ego binds the karma and the ego experiences the fruit of the karma. Neither the body nor the self, that is the soul, experiences it. The ego is the doer and the sufferer. If the ego is with the body, then the suffering is with the body. The ego without the body suffers without the body. The suffering is mental only.
Is there such a thing as heaven or hell after death?
After death, there's both heaven and hell.
If the karmas are bad, who goes to hell? Does the self go there?
The body and the soul are always together.
When one dies, is not the body cast off here?
A new body is formed there. The body for hell is formed separately. In hell, the body is like mercury.
Is it the body that experiences karmas, or is it the self that does?
The ego does. The one that caused the karma for hell experiences them.
What kind of karma did Hitler bind?
Why did Hitler, who murdered so many innocent people, not receive the fruit of his karma? How did all the people that suffered because of him come together in such a way? How did all that come together? Was this an effect? Yes. Now, in the next life, the effect for him will be the hell level. Why? The scriptures have said that those who have died here and those whom the world considers as clearly violent and disreputable will go to hell or the animal life form. Those who the world respects and worships will go to the celestial levels or be born as humans again.
Collective karma effect.
Which power is behind these earthquakes and volcanoes?
Vyavastha Shakti does everything. All the evidences have to be present. All the evidences must be ready. If there is the slightest possible shortcoming in any one of them, then nothing will materialize.
These cyclones are also Vyavasthit?
Then what else produces the cyclones all across Bombay? Many are not aware of it because it does not affect them. Although the cyclone hits everyone in Bombay, it affects people in different ways. Some people's homes get blown away while even the doormats of certain homes remain untouched. Everything happens very methodically and precisely. There's no need to be afraid of the cyclones. Vyavasthit sends everything.
Dada, all of these earthquakes, cyclones and wars, don't they happen because of the law of construction and destruction, or increase and decrease?
No. They are all dependent on the timing of karma effect. Everyone is experiencing the consequences of their karma. Earthquakes occur even when there is an increase in the human population of the world. If it were based on an increased destruction, then would it happen?
Is it the timing of the individuals who have to suffer it?
It includes everyone, humans, animals, everything. The unfolding of the effect is collective. Just like the effect that came for Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Just as an individual does bad deeds, is the act done collectively, suffered collectively too? If just one person goes to steal, and if 10 people go on a raid, does that mean that they are all punished collectively?
Yes, the punishment is going to be in its entirety, but the amount depends on the intensity of the inner intent of the individuals at that time. Perhaps one of them was forced to steal against his will. The account depends on the strength of the intent. It is very precise.
But these natural disasters that occur, for example, a cyclone or a volcano that kills thousands of people, would that be a result of collective punishment?
That is everyone's account. Only the ones with a pending account get caught, nobody else. Say, there was an earthquake in Bombay, and some folks had gone on vacation to another city, while others from elsewhere were here in Bombay. These are all effects of accounts.
Dada, many more people die collectively nowadays than in previous times. Before, we never used to witness so many people dying collectively in such large numbers. Is that the result of the collective bad karma they did?
There were not many large groups in the past. Nowadays, there are many working under individual flags, for example, communism, etc., so that all the deeds are grouped together.
So are the droughts, floods, and earthquakes killing hundreds of people actually a result for a group?
It is all a result of a group of people's causes.
So if they're part of the punishment, they'll be drawn here no matter where they are?
Nature brings them here in the area of the earthquake or cyclone, etc., and punishes them.
Yes, Dada. There are examples of people who have missed a plane for some reason, while others who are not supposed to fly find themselves on board a plane that crashes.
They are all accounts. Methodical justice. It is absolutely precise. There is no owner of this. If there were, then injustice may occur.
Dada, was the Air India plane crash an instrument for all of these people? Was it Vyavasthit?
Only an account. Nothing happens without an account of debit credit.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jaykar ho.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jay jaykar ho.